Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, Straight Shooter with Stephen A. This is not really a new episode. It's really a continuation of the whole thing where I had to address Jemele Hill because in talking about what I talked about on Monday, I wanted to get into Skip Bayless for a second because I felt that there were some things I needed to say about him to close the whole Jemele Hill, Kerry Champion conversation. And I wanted to make sure that I made the points that I needed to make. But in doing so, en route to doing so, I come into the office and I see some stuff about me from the New York Post talking about how Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, is making changes to Stephen A. Smith and his role with NBA Countdown or whatever. So essentially, it's talking about me no longer doing NBA Countdown. And the New York Post is reporting it. I'm trying to figure out what the news is here. Before I get to Skip Bayless, let me say this. I had a contract negotiation last year that started in June and ended in March going into April. It was decided at that particular moment in time that I wouldn't be doing NBA Countdown anymore because I didn't want to. I love doing the show, but after the show is over, I got a whole bunch of other stuff that I want to do. And I didn't want to be stuck in studio until midnight. No shade against ESPN. No shade against my wonderful colleagues. Malika Andrews is an exceptional host. Working with my man Big Perk is obviously something I always want to do. Brian Windhorst is absolutely fabulous. Sham Sharania is great. Mike Malone, former coach of the Denver Nuggets, I think is going to do an outstanding job. He did a great, great job with us covering the Western Conference Finals. But in case you haven't noticed, I got other things on my plate. There was no SiriusXM show, the Stephen A. Smith show on Mad Dog Sports Radio every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last year. There is now. There was no Straight Shooter with Stephen A., my political show, which is weekly every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday nights on SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124 last year. There is now. Both of those shows are under my production company. That wasn't the case last year. There's other stuff in the production world with scripted and unscripted content and game shows and things of that nature that I'm working on. I'm a busy man. So just to be clear, I'm always available because once you're working for ESPN, they're part of the family. You're a part of the family. And if they need me for anything, of course I'll show back up on NBA Countdown. They need me a few dates a year, sure. You need me to be with the crew, with Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Shaq and Ernie, fine. You need me to be with Malika and Big Perk and them, fine. There's dates in my contract that allows for that. But it was always my intent to come off. Something I negotiated. So just so we're clear, this story is a non-story. This is not some epiphany that everybody is getting attached to that, oh my God, this just happened and he's been yanked off the show. No, that didn't happen like that. I'm available when needed. And when I'm not needed, I got other stuff to do on my own. That's how that works. This was negotiated last year or earlier this year. Combination of the two. Just so we're clear. Now let me get to Skip Bayless. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to Skip Bayless, almost something that never gets said to him or about him is about to be said now. That man is owed an apology from me. That's my guy. And in the midst of talking about Kerry Champion, and in the midst of talking about Jemele Hill, and some of the things Jemele Hill alluded to, I was so busy clapping back for a damn change and defending myself that I dropped the ball. I neglected to do what I always do, which was give the true credit where it's due. And that's to that man, Skip Bayless. Jemele Hill was not wrong when she talked about the diversity that existed on the show long before I ever came along. When Cold Pizza was rebranded as First Take in 2007, and Skip was sitting across from people debating, Jemele Hill was one of those people. Michael Smith was one of those people. The Two Live Stews were one of those people. Chris Broussard was one of those people. Rob Parker was one of those people. Both of them are brothers to me, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. And I love Michael Smith too, by the way. But let's be very, very clear. Diversity was always important to Skip. And the reason why I'm sitting up here and I'm saying that I owe that man an apology is because when Jemele Hill was telling her story, and she was alluding to, on many occasions she has done this, how she came to the defense of Kerry Champion, and Skip Bayless ultimately sent her this note, and they hadn't spoken since. Well, why didn't that happen? There's a lot of people that always want to point to somebody feeling like they're old because you do something. Well, you know what? It's not that simple. It's not about being old. It's about what you're old. And knowing Skip the way that I do, he's one that doesn't believe that he should find out about how you feel and if you're in disagreement with him and if you're resistant to anything that he may have said, felt, or done, finding out on social media while everybody else is finding out, if he believes he had the kind of relationship with you that would warrant you letting him know beforehand. That's why I could sit up here and apologize for my negligence in not emphasizing during that diatribe on yesterday's show or last week's show on Monday the things that needed to be emphasized, because it was exactly my issue with Kerry Champion. If we indeed have an issue, how come I didn't know about it? How come the first time I'm hearing about it is when you posted something on social media? That is a turnoff. That is insulting for somebody that was mindful enough and cognizant enough to sit up there and say, yo, you're a talent. This is what you bring to the table. I like you. I want you as a part of the team, which Skip did for abundance of us, including those two ladies. Now, in Kerry Champion's case, he had to have some convincing because originally we had about three different candidates. And Kerry wasn't on that list. And then Jamie met with her, and then Jamie Horowitz, and then came to me to help me convince Skip. But the Jemele Hill portion of it, Skip always had profound respect for her. I would not have been back and been in the position that I'm in today if it was not for Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless don't want me on First Take in 2012. It ain't happening. Jamie Horowitz is not pulling that trigger. Norby Williamson would not have pulled that trigger. John Skipper would not have allowed it to happen. That's because of Skip Bayless. And all the inordinate amount of bodies of a diverse perspective, all the names that I mentioned and beyond, Skip Bayless. That's why I felt compelled when he reached out to me to reach right back. And before he even tried to explain anything, I knew I dropped the ball. Because I owe him that. And the very complaint that I may have had towards Kerry Champion and towards Jemele Hill in terms of their willingness to express whatever it was that they expressed, and not to me, but to the world, before I even got to the part of their accuracy, inaccuracies, or whatever, the premise of it all was, what happened to a conversation. Nobody deserves that more than Skip Bayless. Now, me, I take for granted that he already knows it. Hell, I wrote about it in my book. And on every occasion, I've spoken up about him. And we have had our differences over the years. I remember when he did his podcast, pissed me off. Because my comments to J.J. Redick was something that I thought he misconstrued. Because I never tried to imply that I was needed for ratings. Skip had ratings. The whole Tim Tebow thing had blown up ratings-wise. What Skip wanted me for was because he trusted me. And to sit across from somebody every single day, it's got to be somebody you trust. And his stuff with Shannon Sharp is their business. But if you notice, Shannon Sharp never hesitated to thank Skip for giving him the opportunity. No matter what differences may have come about in the aftermath of all of that. That's their business. But Skip and I are cool. We always will be. And there's always going to be a heightened level of sensitivity that Skip Bayless has when it comes to anything coming out of my mouth, because it's me. And with everything that has happened in my career, does he want to be seen as somebody who facilitated or played the role in facilitating that happening? You're damn right he does. Does he deserve to be recognized as somebody who facilitated that happening? You're damn right he does. Because I'm not one that's going to forget. I know Skip takes a lot of heat. And we look at his career and he's off FS1 and, you know, he's not on ESPN and all of this other stuff. This is one of the greatest debaters in history. When we talk about this industry, still sharp as a tack, still knows his stuff backwards and forwards, still can debate anybody anytime you want to, any damn day of the week. When I tell you that he and I ain't going to work together, it's because I'm trying to do other things, not because I don't want to work with him. It's nothing on him. Debate is about contrarian points of views colliding with one another. There's nobody better than Skip Bayless with that. I just got my eyes on other things that ain't got nothing to do with debates. But it never happens. I'm never in this position in television if it were not for Skip Bayless and Jamie Horowitz. I know this. And when that man is talking to me and he's talking about diversity and all the things that he did, let me tell y'all something. It's still America. And a lot of times, things need to be said, but not always by the people you need saying it. Sometimes it's having the foresight and the wherewithal to see and to be a visionary enough to know that sometimes things that need to be broached don't need to come from you. It needs to come from somebody else. And that setup artist was Skip Bayless. Being a white, middle-aged guy or older from Oklahoma, there's certain things that Skip Bayless knew he needed to say, and there were certain things that he knew needed to come from others. And his willingness to speak up and to speak out or to position somebody else to be able to do it on a platform he had dominion over, because he had dominion over First Take until he left in 2016. We all need to recognize that. Black folks in this industry of television, in the age of debate television, I can make a legitimate argument that there's no one we have to thank more than Skip Bayless. Because even though the great Tony Kornheiser, a friend, the great Michael Wilbon, a friend and mentor, have done what they have done with PTI, you don't see an abundance of guests. They got a half-hour show. It's not a two-hour show. So the abundance of guests and opportunities that have reaped from that with First Take obviously exceeds what a whole bunch of other shows could do. Skip Bayless was a part of that. Like, love, or hate him. And he will always have my respect and my love. No matter what we argue about, because we still argue. That's my guy. And over the course of last Monday and then yesterday, this past Monday, in addressing first Kerry Champion and then Jemele Hill, in terms of what I've done and what my role has been, upon watching those shows, I instantly knew I didn't address him enough and give him the credit that he deserved. That won't happen again. Skip Bayless and I are not the kind of people that talk every week or every month. We're not the type of people that go out to dinner together all the time and all of this other stuff. I love that man. And I love his wife, Ernestine, who is a soldier and a warrior for that man. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that before I closed this subject with Jemele, Kerry, and all the people who want to think like that. I wanted to make sure that the audience understood. No matter what I said, I've done. And I didn't lie. Skip Bayless did it before. He set the stage for me to do it. You want to talk about his legacy? That's his legacy. He cared about diversity. Galen Gordon, a former coordinating producer at ESPN, my former executive here, former executive at ABC News and NFL Network. Nobody was more on top of diversity than Galen Gordon. Behind the scenes, and nobody was on top of diversity more in front of the camera than Skip Bayless. Jamie Horowitz is included in that. Dave Roberts is included in that. But Skip Bayless. Just so y'all know. These are facts. These are not opinions. Remember I said that. So all I have to say on this subject, you won't be seeing me address it too much again. I got other issues to go to. I'm not going to say bigger because Skip matters to me. I'm going to make sure I say that. Just so we're clear. That's it. Got nothing more to say, nothing more needs to be said. Other than, Skip, love you, bro. Just wanted to make sure I did that. Catch you later. See y'all next time.